Though it may not make the headlines as much anymore, research of bioenergy crops is still going strong. As Ramon Leon with the University of Florida's West Florida Research Center is among those looking for viable crops to be grown for fuel. Ramon says among the factors to consider when researching a feedstock is ensuring the crop will make sense in the farmer's established rotation, as he explains one such project.
Studying Brassica carinata, that is a relative of canola, that has been successful producing fuel for jets. And this is a winter crop that we're going to start growing here and see how it fits within our soybeans or corn, peanut, cotton rotations, so that we can put this crop in the fall after we harvest our peanuts, after we harvest our soybeans, grow them there, harvest the grain for oil extraction, for producing biodiesel. Also, we're working in close collaboration with companies that build tractors, so to see how we can turn that oil into diesel for the tractors, so our farms will be feeding their fuel consumption by themselves, and then go back in the summertime or the spring and summertime to grow traditionally the crops that are more profitable for growers. That way we're increasing the diversity of our cropping systems, generating an extra income, a new income for the grower, and also we're making a better use of the land that we have.
Another important consideration is avoiding crops that are also used for human and livestock consumption. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.